Welcome to today's People's Bank. Let's talk Indianola. I'm Jack McGonigal. On today's program, we have Noe Garcia, the owner of Alejandro's Concessions. Jack McGonigal here with Noe Garcia, the owner of Alejandro's Concessions. And Noe, first and foremost, thanks for joining me today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So you guys had your ribbon cutting earlier last week, and just kind of talk about what Alejandro's Concessions is and kind of where you got the idea to, start your own food truck.
So I worked in the restaurant industry for about 10 years, and I decided I wanted to do my own thing with the food. I always see at the fairs that everyone has fried food, so I wanted to have something cold. What I serve is everything is cold. I have one item that is warm, but it's a dessert. But I have mango on a stick, which is cold. I can cut the mango into slices and prepackage them. I have fruit cups with pineapple, cantaloupe, watermelon. I also have the dessert is called Marquesita. I got that idea. I went to Mexico, the southwest part of Mexico, where my family's from, and went down there and got the idea for it. Nobody around here sells it in the Midwest. I'm the only person that sells it, as far as I know. And we also sell quesadillas and tacos.
Fantastic. And just kind of talk about what was the process like? How'd you get the truck? Kind of what's that process like, starting it and actually get this thing going?
Well, starting it, I bought the truck, the truck used, and I redid the entire thing. I put some money into it. And it wasn't very easy.
I'm sure not, no.
So I did it the way I had to do it. I had to basically gut the entire thing and do it my way and put everything where I wanted and make sure I wanted to make sure it looked really nice on the inside and the outside.
I think it does. I think you did a great job with it. So talk about, I know on your Facebook page, you said you've been kind of, you pop up to different places, state fairs, and kind of what are some of the events and places you guys have been so far?
We've done the county fair in town for Warren County Fair for the last couple of years. And I've also done the National Balloon Classic the last couple of years as well. And I also have been to the Nebraska State Fair as well. And I also do private events and bridal showers.
And to go to those events like the fairs and the Balloon Classic, do you have to like apply for that or do you just kind of show up? Kind of how does that work?
Yeah, so for the county fair, how that works is they take a percentage of your sales, and also there's a fee as well.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. So if you want, and also you have to, it's not easy to get into this. You have to know people.
Yeah. My friend, he owns a business and he's been trying to get a booth at the Nebraska State Fair for years and just hasn't been able to be successful. So, and I'm glad that you kind of have an in. So just kind of talk about maybe some future events you'll be at, or are you guys stationed where you guys had the ribbon cutting at?
That's where I have it stored. Sometimes I'll do, in the summer, I'll pop out in places in town somewhere, and I'll usually post it like a week in advance or 2 weeks in advance where I'll be setting up. So I'll set up a few times this year. But I'm looking, I applied to like 20 state fairs this year. So
nice.
Hopefully I get back from them. And I've applied to the Iowa State Fair for the last 2-3 years. So we'll hopefully maybe we can hear back from them. It's really difficult. They got a waiting list there. So, and we know the board members on the Iowa State Fair, Joe Reynolds, she is in charge of the Warren County Fair, so she is kind of my in on there. But she says I have to wait, and so you just gotta wait. So
yeah. And do you make all the food yourself, or do you have some workers that help?
Yeah.
You out?
So my parents help me. They help me do most of the cooking. When it's really busy, if not, I go in there and I can do most of it myself. And I do have, so my truck is, I can have about probably four or five people working it to run it. It's about four or five people running it when it's like super busy. But if it's like slow, I can run it myself, one or two people. But yeah.
And are you got? You mentioned you are on Facebook, so just kind of plug that. What's the name of the Facebook? And then do you have a website, or is it just kind of Facebook or any other social media platforms?
Yeah, so I have Facebook. It's called Alejandro's Concessions. I also have Instagram, which is alejandros.mangos. I also have a YouTube channel called Alejandro's Concessions. Also have a website, GoDaddy sites at alejandrosconcessions.com. So, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, anything else that you would like to tell our listeners about Alejandro's Concessions?
Yes, our best seller is the Marquesita dessert. It's a rolled, it's a crepe roll. It's like an waffle, like an ice cream cone, like the waffle base. And I put Nutella in there with condensed milk and a sliced up banana, sliced up strawberries, and raspberries and blackberries, and I roll it up. And I also drizzle more Nutella on the top after it's been rolled, and I put more banana, sliced banana, strawberries and blackberries and raspberries.
I'm going to have to make sure I'm free next time you're open. I got to try that out.
So, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and I can't wait to try Alejandro's Concessions.
All right, thank you.
Once again, that was Noe Garcia with Alejandro's Concession discussing his food truck. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's People's Bank Let's Talk Indianola, People's Bank in Indianola, Pleasantville, Carlisle, Knoxville, and more. People's Bank, your bank for good. Member FDIC.